Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you ready to be calm on Awe Island? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Before we begin our story, let's relax with 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Today, water will help your body relax. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end with thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your soothing pool? The sun is sparkling on the water, inviting you in. Imagine stepping into the warm pool and sitting down in the clear, clean water. Water hugs you as you lie back in the safe pool. Think about your feet. Focus on how they feel as they float in the water. The water slips and slides between your toes. Does the water tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the water float your body up. And breathe like a dragon, in and out. Think about your legs. How do they feel? Let the water support them. Your legs are light and floating, just like your feet. Relax and enjoy the gentle rocking of the warm water in the pool. Back and forth. Back and forth. Focus on your back. How does it feel? Relax into the warm water and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The soft water holds and gently rocks you as you float on the surface. How do your hands feel? Your hand is open with your fingers spread out, allowing the water to massage them as it flows between. Your hands soften in the warm water. Relax and enjoy feeling light and calm as you float on the soft water. Think about your arms. How do they feel? Let the water gently circle them and lift them to the water's surface. With your feet, legs, back, hands, and arms all relaxing, notice the lightness in your body as you float on the water. Focus on your shoulders. Feel them soften as they settle into the water. Breathe like a dragon, in and out. The water hugs your body gently and rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel your head sway from side to side with the soft motion of the water. Enjoy the feeling of comfort as the water gently rocks your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. As you float, allowing the water to support your body, you relax even more. Now, feel your entire body floating as water lifts your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax as the water rocks you back and forth, back and forth. And enjoy its cozy hug as you float on the surface. Let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths as you continue to float. Deep breath in and out. Breathe in through your nose and imagine fire flowing out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is A Thoughtful Gift. Through the family room window, James could see clouds blanketing the sky like a soft, white blanket. James tucked his feet under as he snuggled with his blanket on the couch. He took a deep dragon breath in and out. enjoying the calming scent of his yellow blanket. James turned the next page of his storybook, but his mind drifted away from the words he was reading. James realized how grateful he was to have his blanket back. He had felt worried and sad, wondering when and if he would find the soft blanket. Then James thought about Dragon. Dragon had loved his blanket for a little while, and now Dragon had no blanket. James had a warm, cozy house to sleep in, his loving family, and his blanket was back. What did Dragon have? As James thought more, he worried that Dragon might be cold in the enchanted forest, with no blanket to snuggle. James didn't want Dragon to feel sad and worried the way he had felt when his blanket was missing. With that thought, James decided that Dragon should have a blanket too. He had a great idea. James hopped off the couch and put his book back on the shelf. Then James went to his room and opened his t-shirt drawer. James began to pull t-shirt after t-shirt out. His sister Julia peeked in through his door. "What are you doing?" she asked. By now, James had emptied out his drawer and was laying his t-shirts out on the floor. "I'm looking to see which of these shirts are too small and what I don't wear anymore," James answered. "Why are you doing that?" Julia asked, feeling puzzled by James's sudden desire to tidy up his t-shirt drawer. James stopped and looked at his sister with concern in his eyes. "I was thinking about Dragon and how Dragon doesn't have a blanket anymore. I think Dragon should have a blanket." "Okay," Julia said. "That's a great idea, but what does it have to do with the t-shirts?" James replied, "Well, my t-shirts are pretty soft, and I have plenty of them. I thought they would make a great blanket." "Oh," Julia said, then added thoughtfully, "Can I give you some of my t-shirts for the blanket?" "Sure," James answered. "I think we're going to need a lot." Julia and James went through their t-shirts, and they each found two soft shirts for Dragon's blanket. "I think we're going to need more," James said. "This is a really good idea," Julia said. "I bet our friends would like to share their t-shirts, too." "You're right. Thanks, Julia," James said. James and Julia quickly spread the word about Dragon's blanket. Before long, there was a line of kids holding t-shirts at their door. Rogelio shared his favorite red shirt that was now too small. Then, Brianna shared her striped orange shirt. Mia shared the sunny yellow t-shirt that made everyone smile. And Owen shared his super soft green shirt. Owen gave the old shirt one last hug and handed it to James. Anora shared her favorite blue t-shirt, and Billy shared his purple one. Soon, there was a pile of shirts in the family room. James smiled and said, "I think we have enough now. Now, I need to figure out how to make a blanket." Just then, James's dad walked by. "What are you working on?" he asked. "I'm making a blanket for Dragon," James said. "Oh, I see. Do you know how to make a blanket?" James's dad was glad to see James had a project, though he didn't know who Dragon was. "I'm not sure. Can you help me?" James asked. Sure, his dad said. We'll start by cutting squares from all these shirts. Julia, would you like to help too? Julia skipped over to the pile, and together they cut all the t-shirts into squares. Once the squares were cut, they began to sew the squares together. Finally, after a week of working on the blanket project whenever they could, James held up the soft quilt and smiled. Thanks, Dad. Thanks, Julia. Now we have to get this to Dragon. James folded the blanket up with great care and tied it with a velvety red ribbon and a card with a picture of a dragon on it. Where will you take it? Julia asked. We don't know where Dragon lives in the forest. You're right. I guess I can leave it in the forest right next to the playground. That's where Dragon found us at the play. So we know Dragon walks by there. James carried the blanket to the edge of the forest by the playground. Then he headed home. After dinner, James got ready for bed. As he hugged his own yellow blanket, James hoped Dragon found the present soon. James yawned and snuggled into his bed. He thought of all he had to be grateful for. James felt happy for his t-shirt blanket idea. He felt thankful for all the help from his sister, his dad, and their friends in making the blanket. It had been fun. Most of all, James felt grateful knowing that Dragon would soon be able to rest, with the love of all the kids in the neighborhood shared in the fluffy blanket. James gave himself a tight hug and then relaxed, wishing everyone peace and happiness. Taking a deep dragon breath in and out, James felt the pillow gently hugging his head. James took another deep dragon breath in and out. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. James's mind quieted, and he drifted off into a deep sleep, imagining Dragon safe and warm, cuddling with the blanket he had made. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.